Before we go weiter, just one ha'ara, short ha'ara, and that is, we had a discussion, Machlokes HaMeiran, Rav Huna on the one hand, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna on the other hand. Mesachechin b'nesarim, oy ein mesachechin b'nesarim. So we're going, l'man da'amar ein mesachechin b'nesarim, where it was hafchan al tzideim. You took the nesarim, and you flipped it around. So it's not lying in the way that it would be lying if you were using it as tikra. Do you have gzeiras tikra in that case, or do you not have gzeiras tikra in that case? Now, what would be the tzad that you should not have gzeiras tikra? Because the gzeira is when you're using the schach as tikra. Over here, you're not using it in the way that people use tikra. So, there's a svara to say you shouldn't make the gzeira. Or maybe, like the Gemara said, once the halach is ein mesachechin b'nesarim, nasu kishvudin shalmatches, we look at the schach as if it's metal. Metal's pasul schach. It doesn't matter how you place it on top of the sukkah. Once the din is ein mesachechin b'nesarim, it becomes a problem. The Rogach of a Goyen, in a whole bunch of places in his svarim, discussed the shaila. Anytime the Rabbanan said that something is aser, that iser of the Rabbanan, does it create an iser cheftza? Or is it only an Isser Gafra? So, for example, there's some Isurim that are Isser Chefza. There are other Isurim that are Isser Gafra. A very simple example of this is Macholis Asuris, Nevela, Trefa. It's Isser Chefza. If somebody eats Chazer, Basavachala, it's Isser Chefza. The food itself is inherently problematic. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, all the food in your house doesn't become non-kosher. The food is kosher. There's nothing wrong with the cheftza of the food. It doesn't change because it's the Yom HaKadosh, because it's Vayera Vayivoka Yom Echad today. The food is the same kosher food. There's an Isser Gavra. The person, you are not allowed to eat that food. So Isser Cheftza is when there's something inherently and intrinsically wrong with the actual item. Isser Gavra is when the item is fine. The action is okay. There's just an Issa Gavra, I'm not allowed to do this. So the Rogach of a Goyen cleared every single Issa the Rabbanan. Did the Rabbanan have an ability to create Issa Chefza? So for example, Stam Yenam, right? You're not allowed to buy wine from a non-Jew. Gzeira Mishum Chasnos, it's included in the Yud Ches Dvarim, in that whole conversation. Does that mean that the wine that you buy from a non-Jew, not Yayin Nesach, Stam Yenam, which is only Asim the Rabbanan, that's Issa Chefza? It's something that's inherently problematic. Or maybe the Rabbanan don't have the ability to create a sechetza. All the Rabbanan have an ability to do is to say things, make decrees, and now force you to listen. So if the Rabbanan said that you have to do something, you have to listen to what the Rabbanan said. But the Rabbanan don't have the ability to create Isser Chefza. Meaning, we know that if the Rabbanan say, do something, you have to do it according to the Rambam, even have to do it Midai Raisel, Loisosur, etc., etc., etc. But the question is, in the Lumdus, does the Rabbanan have the ability to impact Chefza, or do they not? And this was something that the Rogach of a Goyim pondered throughout his Svarim. So in Hilchis Chametz Umatzah, this is a nice Maramakim, it's in Perig Vav, it's halacha base. So one of the marmakoimis that the Rogach of a Goyim brought was Sukkah daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. And he said, that's kufa, the machlokes ha'meiran between Rav Huna on the one hand and Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna on the other hand. Rav Huna held that once Chazal sent in Mesachichim Minasarin, it becomes Isser Chefza. It becomes a shtik schach basel. And that's what he said. Nasu kishvudin shal matches. It becomes metal. Metal, you could dray it this way, you could dray it that way. It doesn't matter. It's going to be a problem. Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna held that Chum don't have the ability to create a sechetza. Nisarim midday rice is kosher. It's a davash gedulim in the earth. It's a davash in a makabel tumah. The Rabbanan said it's also. The Rabbanan don't have the ability to create shvudin shal matches. It's something that's outside the scope of what they're able to do. So if you did it in a way where it makes sense to have the gzeira, you'll have the gzeira. Otherwise, you're not going to have the gzeira. One of the plethora of marim akoymas that the Rogach of a Goyim brought that's very much nogeya, a gemara that we learned, is Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the very first Gemara in the Masechta. A Gemara that, as many times as you learn, is a little bit hard to understand. The Gemara said, Sukkah Shigavoy Lamayla Meyesrim Amud Psula. Think the Gemara, Tan Hasim, learn to the Mishnah, Mavui Shuhu Gavoy Lamayla Meyesrim Amud Yemai. And the first Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Maishna Gabi Sukkah, the Tani Psula, Umaishna Gabi Mavui, the Tani Takanta. Why is it that by Sukkah, the lashon of the Mishnah was Sukkah Shigavoy Lamayla Meyesrim Amud Psula? When it comes to Mavui, so Mavui Shigavoy Lamayla Meyesrim Amud is only Yemai, and the Gemara said a Teretz. Sukkah de Raisa, Tani Psula. Mavui de Rabbanon, Tani Takanta. And Rashi is muchus to understand what that means. When we're dealing with something that's a problem in the Raisa, so you can say the word psula. When you're handling something that's a din derabanan, you can't say the word psula. It's only a mind. So the Rogach of a Goyen, in the middle of all his marmakam, he says, I am suga da beza mit aleph, suga de rice and tani psula. What does he mean? Pasha. He means that the rices are isachetzel. So a sukkah shigavoy lemaila miyatzramama psula means the chetzel pasul. This is not a kosher sukkah. Mavoy shigavoy lemaila miyatzramama. You might drop on and have no ability to say this is not a mavoy. So Tony, you might psula is a sprach. The meretfin isura dairaisa, as opposed to when you're dealing with isura drabana, being that there is no isachevtsa, so loy tani pasula, and instead tani yamai. But the truth is that when you talk about this shaila, whether an isura drabana is isachevtsa or isagarva, so the maramakam that needs to be mentioned, and we did an extended raid by, a half hour raid by, in the Masechtas Erevin Taf Samachvav. Today's daf, it's a half hour related raid by Ayin Shom. We went through the Inya with a tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan and a tshuva from the Marsham, Dvarim Matikin. But the Maramakim in this shaila is the Nesivas. The Nesivas is in his Nesivas HaMishpat and Choshe Mishpat. It's in Simen Reish Lamedalat at Sifkat and Gimel. The Nesivas had a chiddish that literally was Marish Olamos in the Olam HaYeshivas. And for 250 years, everyone's been muching and commenting and opining on exactly what the Nesivas meant. But the Nesivas said that we know that if a person doesn't have Aver B'Shoigeg, he needs Kapar. Not the same kapara as if you did an aver b'mezid, but if you do an aver b'shoigig, on some level you do have to have a kapara. And the Nesiva said a chiddush that if someone's over an issa derabanan b'shoigig, you don't have to have kapara. Issa derabanan is only a problem if you do a b'mezid, not if you do it b'shoigig. Said Rabbi Chanan in his Kovetz Aris, and Rameh Simcha Meshachachman Parsha Shoiftim, and many other of the Groitz Tzadikim and the Rosh Hashivas of Friya de Gedeiris, what did the Nesivas mean? What's the difference? What's the difference between Issa Deiraisa and Issa Derabanan? What's a shoigig? You should have been more careful. So, no, if I should have been more careful, does it matter if it was a Deiraisa or was a Derabanan? So the Achronim said that Pshad in the Nesivas is because the Nesivas held that Issa Derabanan is an Issa Gavra. Issa Deiraisa is Issa Chetzel. If something is asur be'etzem, that even if I do the issa b'shoigeg, I need kapar. If somebody eats poison b'shoigeg, he still needs to call a doctor. But issa the rabbanon is issa gavra. The whole issa is that I didn't listen to the rabbanon. Being that I was a shoigeg, so I did not listen to the rabbanon. I was a shoigeg. So it doesn't pass shoigeg by an issa the rabbanon. Shoigeg only makes sense when you're dealing with issa cheftza. It doesn't, when you're dealing with issa gavra.